Well, we've managed to get team of four out on two or three occasions, but we've been struggling on a couple of other dates to get a full four out, which has limited our availability and our output. But we're in the mix. We're fighting for relegation with the Gunners, I believe, at the moment, and we've got three matches left. If we do well, then we'll stay in the top flight in the A-League, but we're playing the three top teams, which is going to make it difficult.
So who are you playing today?
Playing the Rimi today, who I think are probably going to come second. They're either first or second every year, and I'm just arriving in the car park. So a couple of Army A team players, so it's going to be a tough one today.
So you've really got to put all the stops out to try and win these matches.
Yes, I am focusing on the match even as I speak, trying to figure out how I'm going to beat them.
Well, apart from the Summer League, you've got something to look forward to coming up is the AGC Core Championships.
That's right, yeah, we haven't had an AGC Core Champs in tennis for a long time. I can't remember the last one actually. So when I took over chairman last year, one of my aims was to get this up and running again, because we've got a small dedicated squad of players, but what we don't have are lots of new novices coming through. So this is an idea to get everyone together and to get the gladiators on court and see who can run around with a trophy at the end of the day.
So how many you got competing, do you know yet?
As of last night, we've got 16. We've got 14 men and 2 women. But importantly, we've got, I think, 4 or maybe 5 people who've put themselves down as novice. So the aim of getting new people along has been achieved, which is good news.
I think that's what a lot of maybe people don't realise. The core championship is ideal to pick up the racket, even though they've never picked one up before, almost, or very limited.
Yeah, definitely. And like I'm into hockey as well, but the tennis community and the hockey community are such nice people. And badminton community, actually. Everyone in the Army is lovely, as we all know. But the tennis lot particularly, even those who go to Le Mans every year in the Army Performance Training Camp, it's a family. And if someone rocks up and says, you know what, I've never swung a racket before, they'll get mentored, they'll get coached, they'll get, you know, no one will fire hard balls at them. It'll be a developmental and a really enjoyable thing to do.
And where are the championships being hosted?
They're being hosted right here at the Aldershot Garrison Tennis Centre. We've got the Army coach coming down on Monday at 2 o'clock to do a couple of hours, again, developing those novices. And then the championships actually start in earnest on Tuesday morning and then finish by Thursday lunchtime.